Today's daf is sponsored by the Daskel family, Nishmas David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim, Shamash Avin Aliyah. And today is daf Nun Zayin, and we are in daf Nun Vavman Beit at the Mishnah. So, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Danti Lifnei Rabbi Eliezer, I darshed in front of Rabbi Eliezer, Ma im etzem kisaora. You have an etzem, the size of a tiny piece of bone. She'enem etzem odem ba'ohel. It's not matam ba'ohel. Why not? Why is it not matam ba'ohel? It's just not. Right? It's just not. Nevertheless, hanazir megaleach al magal v'al masal, but if another touches it, or carries it, he does become tamei, so much so, he has to start his years over, so, revi is dam. If revi is dam, shehu matam adam ba'ohel, it is matam ba'ohel. Eino din, shehi nazir megaleach al magal v'al masal, so shouldn't a nazir have to become tamei if he carries it or touches it, dam? Amali, Mazi Akiva. Akiva, what's up with you, Rabbi Akiva? Because it calls him Akiva. We don't call him Akiva. Ain't done in Khan Bikavachomer. You can't judge a Kavachomer like that. You can't make up a Kavachomer like that. Why not? Why can't you make a Kavachomer like that? So the Mefarish says in the bottom, last Mefarish on the page, Lefisha ain't done Kavachomer mehalacha. Because you can't make a Kavachomer from a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The whole way we know. Now, which one's halacha l'moshe m'sinai? I think I'm going to ask that question in a minute. That's why you can't have a chomer like that, right? Ukishabasi ivar titi dvar lefnei Rabbi Yoshua, and when I came to Rabbi Yoshua to tell him over this vart, Amali told me yafe amarta. What you said is good. It's a good svara. Ela kein amru halacha. But I'm sorry. You can't learn a halacha l'moshe m'sinai and then a kavachomer on top of that. So yeah, it logically makes sense, but it violates one of the rules of darshing the Torah. Okay?
It's funny,
what?
It's a funny like dialogue a little bit.
Hmm?
Funny.
Why?
I don't think I've ever seen a
Kavachomer. What?
Yeah,
there have been. There are. Yeah. Now, Ibai Elohu. Etzem Kisaora Halacha, right? Is the Etzem Kisaora the Halacha and Revi is Dam is the Kavachomer? They ain't done in Kavachomer me Halacha and you can't make a Kavachomer from Halacha. O Dilma, Revi is Dam Halacha. The Revi is Dam is a halacha, but Etzim Kisaora Kavachomer, and the Etzim Kisaora is the Kavachomer, but ain't done in Kavachomer mehalacha. And you carry a Kavachomer. The question is which one's the halacha, which one's the Kavachomer. It doesn't make a difference, but so Tashma, no. Etzim Kisaora halacha, the Etzim Kisaora is the halacha, Revi is Dam Kavachomer, the ain't done in Kavachomer mehalacha, and you can't do it. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Why can't you do such a thing? Why not? What's wrong with me? The halacha l'moshe m'sinai? I'll make a kavachomer. What's wrong with that? So the Malach Shlomo says that when Hashem gave the 13 midos shatorah nedreshes behen, it's only on the ksav of the Torah, not on anything that Hashem told Moshe while it was up there. That's what Halacha Moshe Sinai means, right? Hashem told Moshe. By the way, it's filled in a black. How do you know it's filled in a black? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah it's filled in a black. Hashem told Moshe that. So I'm going to make kavachomer. It's on top of that. That violates the rules of Yigil Midos. Okay. Hadron Allah Kohen Gadol, Hadron Allah Kohen Gadol, Hadron Allah Kohen Gadol. Next Mishnah. Ready for this? Shnei Nazirim. There are two Nazirim walking down the street. Sha'amar Lohen Echad. One of them says to the two of them, Ra'isi Echad Mikem Shinitma. I saw one of you become Tameh, but V'eini Yadea Ezim Mikem. But I don't know which one. I don't know which one. He doesn't say I forgot. I don't know which one. Gesund. Says Tos was right here. Tzorach Lomar, you have to say Shehain Shoskin. That when he accuses them of this, they're both quiet. They don't say, no, it's not true. They don't argue with him. It could be true. They don't argue. Shehim Hayu Machishin also. If they would argue, Lo Hayu Neman, he wouldn't be believed. Kidamrinan Birkadushin, Biparaka Omer, Eid Echad Bahakasha, Mima Hemnin. Guy walks over and he says, I saw you be Bechal Shabbos. So I wasn't Bechal Shabbos. So the guy has to bring Karbanos? No. One aide said, Bishogeg. Sitting over here. Got one guy said, I saw one of you become, I don't know which one. Neither of them argue with him. Neither of them argue with him. So now, L'chor, it's true. Now, which one did it? So we don't know.
What
is that?
It's a funny
Adas.
What is he saying? How can he believe it? He has no...
Because they don't argue back.
No, but how does he know what I mean? I still worry, but I'm not sure which one I saw.
Right.
So,
And the
twins.
What?
No, I'm saying not twins. You
know, about the rules guy in your life.
I think it was Mate. I'm not sure. Maybe it was Mate.
Right.
How did that work? Who did? Maybe he was wrong. We can't say for sure.
He gave you an answer.
We all look alike.
No, he said.
Two twins are walking. He has one of you just fucked out. I don't know which one.
Right. And he said. But he, because he says he's Vada, he's certain about the Tumah. He's certain about the Tumah. He just mixed up which one. The Tumah he's certain about. So, and no one, and they don't argue back. Like I said, if a guy walks up to you and says, I saw you eat not kosher. I never did that. Right? So you're arguing back. But if he says, I saw you, so when you see, remember that place, you know, that, oh, really? Okay, it's true. So that's okay. It's not Eidos in terms of Eidos. Anyway,
if both of them didn't argue back, it becomes even more mysterious because if one of them didn't,
So here we go. So, Megalchin, so the halacha is, they both have to shave, Umevi'in Karban Tuma, and they both have to bring Karban Tuma, the carbon tahira, and they both have to be in carbon tahira. Right, and but one second, but one of them is definitely not tummy.
Right, why?
Because one of them, you didn't accuse one of them.
He
only said one of you.
But they're both quiet.
But they can't both be. He didn't accuse both of them. So the halacha is like this.
It's a suffix.
It's a classic suffix. So what's going to happen? They're going to both have to go through the tumah process, and both have to go through the tahira process. Both of them. What about the karbanos? So here we go.
But they have to wait 30 days?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, the 7 days.
No, but they have to wait 30 days.
Yes, absolutely. But the Gemara's not busy with that. The only thing we care about is the Karbanos. So for Amar, Megalchin, Mevi'in Karban Tumah, V'Karban Tahira, they bring the Karbanos as partners. For Amar, and they say like this, Im Ani Hu Tameh, if I'm the Tameh one. One second. Now he just asked me a good question.
So it seems like neither one of them knows.
They don't either know. Exactly. They don't know. So I saw you walk by. You walk past an overhang. One of you was on the overhang. One of you was still out in the gutter. And there was a dead body in the overhang. So one of you is Tommy. I don't remember which one. I didn't see which one.
And the two guys that are Tommy are...
They also don't know.
They also don't know.
Exactly. So now here, Omar, they say like this. Im ani hu Tommy, if I'm the Tommy one, carbon Tommy shali. Then I'm Tame, right? The carbon tahar shalcha, and then the tahar one is yours because you're not Tame. The im anihu atahar, and if I'm the tahar one, carbon tahara shali, the tahar one is mine. The carbon tuma shalcha, and the Tame one is yours. Okay, then the sarf and shloshim yom, they wait 30 days. Umevi'in what? They count 30 days, they don't shave, then umevi'in carbon tahira, they bring another carbon, one set of karbanos for tahira. V'amar like this, im anihu atamei, if I was the tamei one, carbon toma shali, the carbon tahira shalacha, v'zeh carbon tahira si.
Right.
30 days ago, mine was the tamei one, yours was the Torah one, now this one's mine. Right? Because I was tamei, and therefore this is mine. V'yim anihu atar. If I was the Torah one back 30 days ago, then a carbon tahira shali, that was mine. The carbon toma shalcha, that tame one from 30 days ago was yours. The zed carbon tahira shcha, and now this one's yours. Good?
Isn't this a standard usham?
What?
Isn't this a standard usham for Suffolk?
Yeah, so there are three carbonos that I brought for tahar, and two for tame. Right, the tame is a bird and an usham. And a tahar is a chatas?
This is because it's definite.
And an ola and a shlamim. Those are the three.
Correct.
Right. So he's asking me how you can bring a chatas as a suffix?
Exactly.
So we had that. It's an oaf.
Right.
It's a suffix. But you still have a...
The Gemara doesn't deal with that.
I think so. It is? What? Yes. Yes. 30 days. Gemara's going to ask that question. That's the whole daf. The whole daf is that question. The whole daf is Yossi's question. His question was, how could you violate the issur of shaving your pace on a suffix? That's the Gemara's question.
Yes, but each individual is bringing it himself.
Correct.
That's what a
suffix is. I think the Gemara gets to all this. Today's daf, we're going to discuss the issue of shaving payas. That's the, yes, because you're shaving pace now on a Suffolk.
It's a tallowing.
So that's a problem.
I think Tuesday discusses a Korban.
Oh, really? So before we get to that, the Gemara is like this. Ketani, Shnei Nazirim. What? No, but you have to shave. You have to shave when you become tamei, and then again when you become tar. So it's a suffix. So we'll get to that. Katani, shnei nazirim. You have two nazirim. Sha'amar lahem ra'isi echad mikem. I see one of you. Shnitma ve'eni yodea eizu mikem. I don't know why. So what do we see? What did the Mishnah say? I don't know which one. So what did the Mishnah say? You have to go through this whole process. Ask the Gemara v'amai. Why do you have to go through the whole process? Kol suffix tuma b'rishus hayachid. Any suffix tuma in rishus hayachid. Is mehechli alfin Allah? Where do you learn that out? Misota, right? What's a sota? A sota is a woman who's accused of being alone with a man. So what happens? She goes to a room, a hotel room, with a man.
Right.
You can't get a more rishus yachid than that,
right?
There's no more bigger rishus yachid than that. They're alone together, and the halacha is that she is presumed to be tamei.
Right.
She has to go drink the magic waters in the Beit HaMikdash. So that's the model of all suffolk. We don't know for sure.
Right.
All suffek tumah in Rosh Hashanah Yachid is tameh, and if it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's tahar. Says the Gemara, Masota, Boel v'Nivelas. Masota, there's two people, the woman and this other man. Afkal suffek tumah Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You go into Ikat Beitrei, you only have two people. Aval hacha, but over here, Shnei Nazirim, there's two Nazirim. V'hai, this guy, Dekai Gabahon, he's standing with them. Hotlos, you have three. Have they suffered tumor b'rishus harabim? Now it's already a public thing. V'chal suffered tumor b'rishus harabim. Say go tar.
Would the three consider b'rishus harabim?
For this purpose, says the Gemara. So you hear?
That's not our
question.
Isn't
this where they are?
What?
Isn't this where they are? They can be in a private home, but the three people make it b'rishus harabim. Look at that.
Yeah, three people. It doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter where you are.
The model of Sota.
So right, the model of Sota. They're in Yankee Stadium together.
But
so that wouldn't be a steamer. They're not enclosed.
Right.
They're not enclosed.
In a room.
But it has to be in a room. So how many people are in the room? Two.
This is not our
what if a third person's in the room also? It's not a Sota.
For the Indian of Suffolk.
For the Indian of Suffolk. For this purpose.
This is a case.
Why?
Because she's arguing against it. Not case she wants
to good point. We're going to get to that in a second. So, Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Now the case is like this. But Omer, the case is Ra'isi Tuma Shenizrika Beinechem. Now he's not with them. He's across the street.
Right.
And he's looking across the street down the block. I see there's an overhang. There's a dead body there. One of them just walked by. That's the case. So he wasn't with them. So it still stays Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
That's different.
What?
That's the same case.
No, he's not with them. He's not part of their chevra.
But before he said he saw them, so he's still seen them.
He sees them, but he's not with them, so it's still considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But the truth is, look at the Tosvos. The Tosvos of Baomer. What?
They both should bring the Korbanos.
Why?
Because the subject to Rosh Hashanah becomes the subject to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and they're Tamei. They're both a subject, they're both Tamei.
Right. So why are they both of them? Okay, so Tosvos says... Tosva says, "Ba'omer, you see the Tosva ba'omer, re'isi shnizrika tumah b'nechem, v'hu omer me'rachok, and he's far away. To have a suffik tumah b'rishus yachid, therefore it's a suffik tumah b'rishus yachid. Vim tomer asks Tosva, 1 second, in Cain, yavi kol echad karban tumah v'vaday, then each one should have to bring a tumah v'vaday, right? Answers Tosva, the chol suffik tumah im Cain yavi kol echad karban tumah v'vaday, the chol suffik tumah b'rishus yachid." Sarfin ala truma. Any tumah that's a suffik in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're going to burn the truma. Why? Because it's suffik which she does a vadai. The Yeshlomar, no, it's impossible. You can't say that answer. Why? The lo gamiri mi sota. The only thing you learn from sota is ella davar she efshar lios kisota de efshar jinitnes. Something like sota where there could be tumah. What does that mean? Avahacha lo efshar lehitamos shen. They can't both be tame. The vadai echa tar. One of them is certainly tahar. So you don't learn from Sota that they're both Tamei, because the guy didn't accuse both of them of being Tamei. That's not true. You only learn from Sota the idea that in Safek Tumah, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we treat it as a Tumah Vaday. On who? On whoever it's possible to be. Here, we don't know which one it is. That, in that sense, not like a Sota, because a Sota, it's only her. Here, it's two people, and only one for sure not Tamei.
Yes.
We just don't know which one.
Sota,
it's both of them, exactly. Vim Tomar, 1 second. Im Keen, my parach meyakara. What was the whole question? For suffik tumah b'rishus harabim, who klomar v'yavish neim karba tahira. For suffik tumah b'rishus harabim, the matarina namim misota gamrinala. Well, then after sota too. So what was the whole question of the Gemara? So the Tosfos gives a funny answer. He says, "Navelo yalfin and ella davar she'efshar lios." We only learn out from Sota some certain possibilities. V'hacha bevadei echa tamei. Over there, someone certainly tamei. Someone certainly tamei. So to say that they're both tahar, it's also incorrect, right? It's, so you're picking and choosing what you want to learn from Sota, right? V'yesh lomar the suffek tuma b'rushus harabim lav mi Sota gomrinola. That's not even learned out of Sota. Ella kol chad v'chad mokmina achas kase. There could be a different word. I have a chazaka that I'm tahar. You want to ruin the chazaka by telling me I'm tamei? Maybe you have to prove it. Okay, so then we have certain rules. Rishus Harabim, the chazaka doesn't go away. I'm in Rishus Harabim, the chazaka doesn't go away. I have a chazaka that I'm tar. You want to tell me I'm not? You have to prove it. Just to, you know. So we do learn from Sota. We don't learn from Sota. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi, back to the last line of the page. Deikanami, I'll prove to you. Diktani, because it says Ve'eni Yodea Echad Mikem. What? Ve'eni Yodea Echad Mikem. I don't know which one. It says Tosos on top. Shlo noda lo meolam. You never knew. Mishum delo haya bahem. Because you weren't there. You were two blocks away. Midaloka katani shachachti. It doesn't say I forgot. You never knew. How come you never knew? Because you couldn't see them. They were too far away. What does that prove? Shmamina. That proves that there wasn't a chevra of three people. There was only a chevra of two people. That's still considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay?
Okay, where they are, just the fact that only two people met Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
It could be a
correct. And by Sota, you need a requirement. They have to be locked away in a room.
Yeah,
but
throughout Shas, I think
people it's
Mamash
Rosh Hashanah. Here, regarding Shabbos, has to be carrying Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Yes.
No,
Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You have such a
what? Always say Rosh Hashanah.
For what? What halacha?
For this thing, Safek Tuma Rosh Hashanah Yachid Rosh Hashanah. Typically, that's where you are.
Right.
Not
right.
How many people are involved? You're saying two people make it.
Okay.
Mr. Yep. You okay?
Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Usually, it's where the thing is. Where the actual piece of meat or whatever the thing is, we go by where it.
I hear.
He was saying it goes by how many.
Correct.
People are.
Correct.
In terms of Shabbos,
yeah. you can't compare Shabbos to anything else. It's his own rules. Yeah. Correct.
So in sense of that, 600,000.
Correct.
You were talking about two people.
Correct. Correct. In different contexts, it means something different. Okay. Next. Then it says Megalchin Umevian. So as Michael pointed out, the Mishnah doesn't say that there was a first shaving. The Mishnah doesn't say that, but it has to be the case, right? So this Megalchin and Mavin is going on the second shaving, but there had to have been a first shaving, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it. Okay. Vamai. One second. How can a person shave Misafek? Dilma lav Tamei in Inun. Maybe he's not Tamei. And Ka'avid Hakafa. And he's shaving his payas. And you're not allowed to do that, right? What? Now, if you're a certainly a nazir and you're shaving a tameh or a tahar, they both shave. A tahar and a tameh nazir both shave. That's nothing wrong with that. But the Torah said that. So I say do chelos I say. That's not a problem. Here it's a suffix. Who gives you the right to shave your payeth on a suffix?
It's a deraisa also.
What? Correct. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel gives a great answer. You know who this is talking about? Beisha v'katan. In Isha or a katan. Isha does not have the prohibition of not shaving payas. A woman is allowed to shave payas. Okay? So the woman, there were two women walking by. And he said, one of you, they're both Nazirim, right. One of you got Tomei, but I don't know which one. They could go shave, Misafik. And what about if it would be men? Then it wouldn't be. Right? Also cotton. What's the story with the cotton? The Rishonim are busy with that case. What if it's one's a man and one's a woman? What about a cotton? So there's no prohibition. There's no prohibition of a cotton shaving either. That's so that's the only derabanan. There's no prohibition.
Over 9 years
old. By definition, because of that,
what?
Man,
woman, yeah.
Come on, that's the Mishnah. That's not
the definition.
Oh, so you have one.
There's no love anywhere, Mike.
Now, 1 second. What? Now, there's also halacha, which is going to take in a minute. Which is even if it's a cotton, you're not allowed. By payas, it's a funny halacha. When it comes to shaving payas, the person who shaves his payas gets an avera, and the person who does the shaving, the barber, also gets a halacha, also gets an avera.
Why?
The Gemara learned that a psukim. We'll see in a minute.
Italian barber.
We'll see in a minute. The question is, who's shaving the cotton here? So you have to say it's a woman.
Maybe it's a guy.
Or another cotton. Or a guy. Right.
Shouldn't we say it's shame is zero?
Oh.
What?
Shouldn't you say shame is zero? Pull on the zero.
I hear. Okay. Shame is zero. Yeah, I don't know.
Can the cotton become a nazir altogether?
I guess so.
Yeah, we had that.
Yeah. So the Gemara asked, V'luk mi begadol. 1 second. How about this? Say it's by a gadol. V'hakafas kol rosh lo shmei hakafa. How about this idea? Shaving off all your hair, becoming completely bald, is not a violation of shaving off your payas.
Why not?
Because I'll explain. If you let me talk for 2 seconds, I'll explain. Because the only violation of shaving off your payas is when you shave off your payas, but leave your hair.
Right, right.
Why? So the Rambam says that's how the priests used to do it, and that's the whole isser of not shaving your payas to begin with. Other Rishonim say because when you have the contrast of no payas and yes hair,
right,
that's what the Torah was against.
Right.
But if you totally shave, completely bald, it's not a problem. So why don't we give that answer?
Yeah.
Here, the guy totally shaving off all his hair is going to be completely bald. Really? So it's not an avera. By the fact that we didn't give that answer, obviously it's also not, it's also usher. Also can't do that. That's not an answer. Well, if I shave off all my hair, including my payas, totally bald, that's okay.
Yeah, boy, if you do that, you have to shave all the hair off first and then do
that. We're going to get to that issue also. I forgot who. Somebody here on the page brings up that point. That if you do it that way, you have to shave your payas last.
Right? Yeah,
right?
Otherwise,
when you shave off the payas, you still have hair.
Right. Yeah.
What?
That's right.
So no, one said. Since we didn't give that answer, obviously it's not an answer. Right? So it's a machlokas. Midlo mukim la hachi. We didn't give that answer. That shave off all your hair. Shmamina, kasava shmol, hakafas kol harosh, shme hakafa. Shaving off all your hair is a problem. Aye, what about the Rambam says? That's only because of the priest. Okay, that's not being the reason back then, but it's still also even if you shave off all your hair. Marzutra masni lalaha shmai to the shmol asefa. Marzutra said shmol's var on the seifa. That said like this. Nazir shahayatame besafek. If a nazir was, where's the seifa? I think it's later. Right? Yeah, it's a few days from now. Nazir shayitame besafek. A nazir was tame misafek. Umuchlat besafek. And he was also a safek mitzora. And how you could be a safek mitzora is not so simple. Right? We had that yesterday. How exactly are you safek? You're a mitzora. How'd that happen? That's a whole discussion. Anyway. Ochel bekachim lach hashishim yom. You eat kachim after 60 days. Umigaleach dalad taglachas. And you have to shave 4 times. Right? 30 days was the first shave. Then you have to shave 7 days later. Then 30 days after that. Then another shave. Right? So we sort of had that yesterday.
Every 30 days. To be concerned.
Correct. So the same question. V'ka'avar ha'kafa. They keep shaving. There was suffix. What about that? So Amar Shmuel, b'isha v'katan. Shmuel gave the same answer. We were talking about isha and katan. Now, Amar Avuna, ha'makif es ha'katan, harehu chayiv. If you give a haircut, if you shave off the payas of a cotton, you're a chayiv. The cotton's not chayiv because katanim are not chayiv in anything. But you're a chayiv for violating the issur of shaving off payas of somebody.
Of a cotton.
Right.
But what about you're not
a child. You're an adult.
There's no issur there.
What? So how can there be? How can there be? You do no something issur and there's no issur on the object. That's a good question. Says the Gemara. You're chayiv, right? Right? So Tosfos asks, if you're chayiv for this, then maybe you should be chayiv if you shave a guy.
Why?
You're mitzvah on not shaving off payas. What's the difference who's sitting? What's the difference who's sitting there? So that's the answer. The answer is the guy not even included in the rubric of not shaving off payas. What about a woman? What if you shave the payas of, what if you're a man and you shave the payas of a woman?
Same thing. They're not mitzvah either.
So Tosfos had left that Pitzarachian.
You're touching a woman in the first place.
Why? Sorry.
You hear that?
Huh?
You're touching a woman.
It's your daughter.
Yeah. You shave the payas of a woman. She's not mitzvah, but you are. Are you chai for that?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy. It sounds crazier than a cotton.
Well, I don't have it.
What? Because they're not even included in the answer. A cotton will be included next month when he turns 13.
So why isn't it the same thing?
He left the Pitzarachian. Anyway, Amalei Rav, listen to this Gemara. It's very, very difficult Gemara here. Yossi, I'm telling you now, you're not going to like this Gemara. Amalei Rav Adabar Avala Rav Huna, Ula Didach, according to you, Man Migaleach Lahon, who shaves your children? You just said you're not allowed to shave your children because it's Isser on the barber. So who shaves your children? So the Mefarish says something very interesting. He says, "Da'amarta, da'amakip, and the one of Amalei Rav Ada Bar Ava." It's like four or five lines, where the lines are skinny. He says, "Da'amarta, you just said da'amakip is a katan chayiv. If you shave the katan, you're chayiv. Kitanim de isnahu megalchin kolarosh. The kitanim that they used to shave off all their hair, kid or chayhu. It was a normal thing to do. For some reason, at a minute back then, they would shave the hair." The inchik, the megalchil, who could they'll have rosan, lachar acholi. They felt it was some kind of therapeutic procedure after a sickness. After a sickness, they would shave off the hair as some kind of refuah. Right? Man megalchil. So who does that for your kids? So amalei, chova. Chova does it. Who's chova? Says Tosfos. Ishto haisa. It was his wife. It's a funny thing. In the back in the Masifta, I saw. He has there's a Gemara that says that there was one of the Amorayim, or Tanayim, and his father's name was Chova. So there's a whole thing in the back about having a name for men and women, the same name for men and women. Yona, you have a few names like that.
I have a friend who her and her brother named after the same person.
So they had it in the back.
She's Chanabina and he's Chanabina.
They had a thing in the back about Chana. Right? They had a thing in the back about Chana. That's a name for both men and women. Right, Rabbi Bar Chana. Right? It's a person in the Gemara. His name is Chana. You don't think of it like that. Anyway, that's a side point. Anyway, so my wife does it. My wife does that. So he answers back, Takbirinhun Chova Livnei. Does Chova want to be punished for losing her children? Right? What does he say? What do you mean by that? Right? That she wants to be punished for violating the Isser of shaving her children, meaning he disagreed that a woman's allowed to. Right? He disagreed. But he said it like that. So what happened? Kulu Shani Rav Ada Bar Ava, all the years of Ada Bar Ava, lo okim lezari le Rav Huna. None of Rav Huna's children survived. Because when a tzaddik says something, it comes true, even if he didn't mean it to come true like that.
You're right, by the way.
I know my customers. It's a difficult Gemara. No.
What did the general person do back then? They shaved all the kids.
Maybe they went to a guy. Maybe they had a guy do it. Right? If there was such a thing, that it was a good thing for refuah,
yeah.
That it was such a so belief out there, it was such a belief that when a child got sick, they shave off his hair and start over. I hear. I can't argue with that procedure. Right.
If it was for refuah, as an established refuah that worked, you may be able to do it.
What? Yeah. Right.
And why are they singling him out? Everyone did it.
He's the one who said that you can't shave the cotton.
Right, because he's the one who said it. He's the one who said you can't shave a cotton.
Yeah, go to the ground. Everyone else
does it. Said, who did it? My wife does it. Did your wife does it? Right?
I just don't understand why your wife is different than a guy.
What?
And I'm saying your wife's different than a guy. She can't shave in terms of...
It's a good question. Because she's Jewish, but she's not mitzvah.
Yeah.
So, now, Michti. Tarvayu Svira, everyone hold, they both hold, Hakafas Kolaros Shmei Hakafa. The shaving of all the hair is considered a good shaving. What we said before, well, if you leave over some, that's the only Isser. But if you're totally bald, there's no Isser. That's not, no one holds like that. Mamai Kabifligi, so then what are they arguing about? So Ravuna Savar, Lo Sakifu Pa'asra Sheikhem, it says Lo Sakifu Pa'asra Sheikhem. You can't shave your payas. For Tathkish, Sashchit es paas zikonecha. You also can't shave your beard. Kol sheyesh lo hashchasa, yesh lo hakafa. So whoever's in the prohibition of shaving beard is in the prohibition of not shaving your payas. Vahani noshi, now women, hoel velesneho bashchatsa, women generally are not in the category of shaving off their beards. Why not?
They don't have.
Two reasons why not. One reason is because they don't have. And the second reason is because the Torah said so.
Well, isn't the first one...
Now, the nafkamina will be avodim. Huh? Well, avodim are compared to women. If it's because women don't have, they do have. If it's because the Torah said so, then the Torah excluded women. Avadim are compared to women, and then Avadim would have no Isser of shaving. You hear that? Okay? Okay. Now, the last Nulami Bakafa, so they're also not in the prohibition of Hakafa. Okay?
Therefore they could shave a kid's head?
Therefore maybe they could shave a kid's head. Exactly. Exactly. Virav Adabarava Savar. And what about Rav Adabarava? He said, Echad HaMakif, they're both not allowed to, right? The iskash makif l'nikaf, and the makif is compared to the nikaf. Makif means the subject. No, the makif is not the barber. The makif is the barber, right? And the nikaf is the person in the barber's chair. Kol hecha the nikaf mechayiv, makif not mechayiv. The high katan hoel v'hu gufe lav bar onshin hu, the mechayiv, makif nami lo mechayiv. The makif is also not mechayiv. So that's what they're arguing about.
So why was the wife? Why was he cursed? Why was she like?
Cursed? She cursed. Why?
So what?
Because he
said. No, what's the basis?
Well, why did he come out so strongly?
He's right. He seems to be indicating they both would say that a woman could shave the hair.
Right.
So why did he come out so strongly?
Why did
yeah,
he
it's
so
a good question.
Against it. It would seem like a total reaction. It would be a positive decision. That's a good question, Michael.
Tosfos asked that question, but we'll have 2 minutes. Look at the big Tosfos. We're not going to do the whole thing. Ravada bar Ava, Safar Echad Amakif, Vechad Anikif B'mashma. Right? Pashtei Dikra, the simple pasuk says, Vaday L'Nikif Azarachmana. The Torah certainly is prohibiting the person from shaving off his own payas.
Right.
How do you get the barber in this Avera? How does that come? The Ha Pa'as Rashechem Ksiv, Dahayinu Hanikif. It says, don't shave off your payas. Mihu midikarma lo sakifu velo ksiv lo tukafu. Since it says it like that and not like that, I'm not such a grammarian to know what the difference is. Husav halav galav makif. The Torah also prohibits the barber. Kedei lahakish makif lenikif. Klomar kol hecha denikif bar chiyuvuhu kol makif nai bar chiyuvu. Vehu katan and this katan hoel vegufe lav bar onshinhu. V'lo mechayev makif le nami lo mechayev v'afilu ish shari lakufe katan. If that's true, then even a man can shave his son. Then I didn't underline this. The englet mua manole lashas dervada barava sever demuter lagado lahakif es hakatan. No, I'm sorry. That's not the question. So what was that question? What question was? According to dervada barava, right? How? Why did he get upset at Ravuna? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Masifta here says that a woman would only be allowed to shave herself, but she couldn't give a haircut to someone else.
Why?
What?
She's not part of the issue.
We
said before, she's not part of the issue.
He's not allowed by Anju, we just said.
But she's not part of the issue.
No, it doesn't
make any difference. She can't get it because...
Yeah, but would a woman be able to shave an adult?
Because she's not part of the
issue. An adult male. Could a woman do...
The subject is the guy in the chair. The guy in the chair is the person...
Who's doing it is chayev.
So here you have a case of the cutter who's not chayev, so the woman should... Even the man should be...
So what's shot in that?
And why the other guy even have to have his wife? Why would he have to kill himself?
He says over here that a man could certainly shave a cotton man.
Uh-huh.
Right? He says, Hagam... where is it? if you go after the nikef, right, which is the person in the chair, nashim, hagam shemutaros ba'akafas rosh atzman, they can shave their own head. Mitzuvos hein shalahakifis rosh ha'ish ha'asr b'kach, but they can't shave a man. Umitam zeh, sovrav adal, ufishitas of huna, shekotin asr ba'akafah. Why? Ain lo laniach le'isha l'takafasas. A woman couldn't do it. But why not?
Well, he said just the opposite of
love. What?
He said above, he said just the opposite. That once she's not mitzuvah, then she's allowed to do it.
No, we're now going on the subject.
Doesn't make any difference.
Subject. So he says that the only that according to Adar Bada, the only patur is for a woman to give a haircut to another woman.
Yeah.
Not exactly 100% sure why not. What?
No, we can.
That we left that as a suffix. We left that as a suffix. Tosfos had a suffix about that. It's arachin about that. If a man can give a woman, that we don't know. But a woman can give a woman. Can a woman give a cotton? He held no. Why? I'm not 1,000% sure why. I'm sorry. All right? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very, very good day. I should stop it?
Yeah, you should stop.